Earlier this year, Ben Stone, executive director of the Sonoma County Economic Development Board, noticed that a couple of new co-working sites had opened in Santa Rosa, so he commissioned a report, released recently, that documented and quantified that emerging trend, which was already bigger than he expected.
We were really surprised that we've got more than six co-working facilities now all around the county, one of the most active ones down in Petaluma. We're working with the Co-Working Alliance of Sonoma County to support their success. We've got an outside person coming in to create two more in this area. It's a great way for people to find work and participate in the sharing economy or the gig economy and all that goes with that.
The EDB report, Co-Working in Sonoma County, found more than 43,000 one-person businesses locally in 2013, which contributed over $2 billion to the economy. That doesn't surprise Steve King, who's been following this trend at Emergent Research in Lafayette.
Co-working has been doubling every year now for the last 7 or 8 years in terms of the number of spaces and more than doubling in terms of the number of people. It's got a long run to go. We estimate there's about 300,000 co-working members in the United States today, but there's a good 20 or 30 million people that could be. And so it's still very early in the co-working life cycle.
King predicts that co-working will continue to double throughout the next 5 years, and he sees Sonoma County as fertile ground for some of that growth.
What you find, particularly in parts of the country that are attractive places to live but don't necessarily have large industrial bases like Sonoma, suddenly the gig economy, working remotely, putting together multiple streams of income makes it possible for people to move to places like Sonoma.
Melissa Geisinger is poised to ride that wave. A co-founder of the networking and support group WIMP, short for Web and Interactive Media Professionals, she opened the WIMP Space co-working site in downtown Santa Rosa a year ago.
Not a day goes by now where I sit alone, which used to happen, so that's a good sign. We're almost breaking even, and we have our sights set on an expansion that would be pretty significant, actually.
With a total of six co-working spaces already active in Sonoma County, Geisinger says interested people can now gravitate to one that suits them.
The thing that differentiates a co-working space is not how fast the internet is or what kind of coffee there is. That's not what it's about. It's about the people who are there, what they're looking for, the relationships they're trying to foster, and a lot of times the community manager who is responsible for getting to know all of the members there, finding out not just what they do, but what they're about and what they're looking for and connecting those people.
She's also co-founded the new Co-Working Alliance of Sonoma County to foster a sense of community as their businesses and their numbers continue to grow.
What I hope it will look like is that no one who is self-employed feels like they're alone, that they have a community at some level that they can connect to and rely on for the resources that they need to make sure that their business is successful.
Beyond a supportive workspace, these workers need tools to boost their individual productivity. Tomorrow, we'll meet an entrepreneur with an app designed to do just that. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.